This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Tiger Woods, lucky to be alive.
We used an axe to pry him from the vehicle.
New details about his injuries and the surgery to save his leg.
Imagine your leg is smashed. Imagine the pain.
Plus, what caused the crash and will he face charges?
Then, why Simon Cowell says he's a walking miracle.
I've got all these metal rods in my back and screws.
And why he credits his 7-year-old son for his recovery.
I was in so much pain.
Plus, the boss faces a judge, Bruce Springsteen's punishment for tossing back tequila in a park, and
my mom put me in a full psychiatric ward.
Drew Barrymore and the story she's never told until now.
I really was out of control.
What was going on the moment Tiger Woods lost control of his SUV? There are still so many questions to be answered. We have the latest details on Tiger's crash and his road to recovery.
Tiger is awake, responsive, and recovering after emergency surgery, which included inserting a metal rod into his leg. The 45-year-old had multiple bones sticking through his skin. His comeback? Well, orthopedic surgeon Neil Gododra told me it's complicated by Tiger's previous injuries and 5 back surgeries.
Once the rod and the screws and the pins have been put in, you're looking at about 6 to 8 weeks for the bone to heal. It's all about the rehab, recovery, rehab.
Will Tiger Woods play golf professionally again?
If the fractures heal, which they should, I do expect him to fully recover and come back and play.
Now, here at the hospital, Tiger is apparently well enough to have visitors. His girlfriend, Erica Herman, was seen arriving today. We're hearing that Tiger was on his way to a shoot with former Super Bowl MVP Drew Brees and Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Now, there were no visible skid marks at the scene, but crash investigator Tim Leggett tells us that may not be significant because Tiger's luxury SUV came with a highly sensitive anti-lock braking system.
It's not like the old days where, you know, if you see skid marks, and then you know that the vehicle's being braked maximally. That Hyundai is equipped with a black box. We'll find out exactly what was going on, how fast the vehicle was going.
So could Tiger face any charges like reckless driving?
No. A reckless driving charge has a lot of elements into it. This is purely an accident.
And deputies say there was no evidence of impairment at the scene.
I asked him what his name was. He told me his name was Tiger, and at that moment, I immediately recognized him. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
On Monday, the day before the crash, Tiger had a shoot with NBA great Dwayne Wade.
I woke up today so proud to be able to post that moment, you know, for the world.
How good am I, or how bad am I?
Good.
And I took a nap, and I woke up, and you know, I woke up to the news. I hope he gets a chance to get back to doing what he loves to do, and that's playing a game of golf.
Another star is already back to doing what he loves, Simon Cowell.
The first 4 weeks were the hardest because you feel kind of helpless. And I was in so much pain, if I'm being honest with you.
Simon broke his silence to ET about his freak electric bike accident in August. The 61-year-old had a 6-hour surgery to insert a metal rod in his back, and his recovery has been nothing short of miraculous.
Just like the doctor said, you hit this kind of 7-8-week mark, and like it's like it never happened. I mean, literally like that. One of the things you've got to do is like so much exercise, as you know, like to kind of like heal and everything else. So I have to walk like 5-10 miles a day. So I actually feel better than I did a year ago.
Simon credits girlfriend Lauren and their 7-year-old son with helping him heal.
You are raising him and you're taking care of Eric, but he also is taking care of you.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what it was. He became like the adult because I felt, you know, like I said, really helpless. I was very embarrassed when I got home from the hospital because I was like the guy from Up, the movie, you know, like on one of those walking frames, like with the tennis balls. And I was really embarrassed about it. And he came in because I've got all these metal rods in my back and screws. And he went, "Daddy, you're like Iron Man, aren't you?" And I went, "Yeah, I'm like Iron Man, yeah."
And just 4 months later, Iron Man Simon was back jet skiing in Barbados.
The doctor said to me, "There's one thing you cannot do, Simon. You cannot go jet skiing when you're on holiday." Because like day two, I was jet skiing again. I went on it and I sent him a text message just saying, "Oops."
Oh my God. You're out of your mind.
E.T. was first to reunite the entire AGT gang, eager to get back to work with Simon in one piece.
Is it because you enjoyed missing a half a season of AGT so much and trying to miss another half?
I'm going to say that. I'm not going to do anything up until
please,
the day.
We need you.
Before the panel reconvenes for season 16 on NBC, AGT is giving performers a last chance to audition virtually.
Doing this online, I feel like it opens the door to so many people that we couldn't see before because they couldn't come to the audition. So I feel like this is going to be a great year.
I'm the only vaccinated member of this.
Oh,
that's true.
You're the only old one.
No.
You look younger. What have you had done?
That's a amazing side effect. Moderna.
That crew has not missed a beat. All right, more happy news for Simon's good friends, Catherine McPhee and David Foster. They announced today that they welcomed a baby boy. All right, let's bring in Rachel Smith from Nashville with some Bruce Springsteen news. Hey, Rach.
Yeah, hey there, Kev. 3 months after Springsteen's DWI charge in New Jersey, today the boss faced the judge. The 71-year-old rock icon appeared in federal court via Zoom in his home state. Back in November, at this recreation area, a park ranger claimed Bruce admitted to having 2 shots of tequila in 20 minutes before getting on his motorcycle. He failed field sobriety tests and refused a preliminary breath test. His blood alcohol level was 0.02. Today, the judge dismissed charges of DWI and reckless driving after Springsteen agreed to plead guilty to consuming alcohol in a closed area. The fine, $500. We're told Bruce cracked a small smile at the verdict. Now to Drew Barrymore, who has so much empathy for Britney Spears.
I'm sure that people look on and think they've asked for this. It's fair game. And I just go, they're humans. They're just humans.
Drew knows the struggles of child stars. Her mom put her in a psychiatric ward at 13 for 18 months.
You would get thrown either in the padded room or get put in stretcher restraints and tied up. She created a monster, and she didn't know what to do with the monster.
To see that she has a normal life.
E.T.'s been with the mother-daughter pair ever since Drew was 7. She told Howard Stern that they still talk.
I really was out of control, and I forgive her.
Listen, it's a miracle that Drew is here today and actually hosting a talk show. All right, let's move on to our Michael Strahan exclusive. This dude has like 20 jobs. The hustle never stops for Strahan, who's back in action after recovering from COVID-19.
Michael, first of all, how you doing?
I feel great, man. Yeah. I feel really good.
It's been 9 days since Michael returned to the GMA desk after he spent over 3 weeks recovering at home from COVID.
Thank you for the welcome back.
That's my dad voice.
The 49-year-old Super Bowl champ, NFL Hall of Famer, 2-time Emmy winner, and dad of 4 has a lot to be grateful for. Strahan told me he couldn't have accomplished any of it without attending Texas Southern University. And raising awareness for historically black colleges and universities is one of his biggest passions.
Texas Southern, it gave me the life I have now. And I always say, it took me from being a boy, it made me a man. People think HBCUs, they just think, oh, it's a bunch of black people running around campus. But there's every race in this. Everyone's included.
Do you think any of your kids will go to a HBCU?
But you know what? My 2 older kids are out of school, but I still have my twin girls. They're in 10th grade. Trust me, I'm going to suggest go to the HBCUs. They can have their own opinion and view of things. Mm. But life a lot of times is about negotiation and debating. And they have figured that out pretty early in life.
Yo! I saw you posted something on Instagram in the gym. Joking about you might make a comeback now.
If Brady can do it, I can do it, people. Tom Brady's out there doing it.
Right.
Old man Tom, why can't I do it? And then I get on the bike or I do a little something that requires the cardio. And then I'm like, I like talking about it better, man. Talking about it's a lot easier. So I'm not coming back. You get it here. You get the exclusive. Ain't happening.
Okay, so no comeback. But I also asked Michael if he would one day head back to Texas Southern and maybe coach the football team there. Okay, he didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. Meanwhile, the coaches from The Voice are making a comeback. And at the same time, they're stuck in the 80s. Together
forever and ever. A sneak peek at Blake, Kelly, John, and Nick's take on an 80s classic. Then, why these Law & Order ladies are back together on TV.
Honey, you just don't get it, do you?
Will they ever return to their crime show roots?
Remember, they didn't kill us.
But first, a big TV milestone. The 100th episode of American Housewife is tonight on ABC.
Cheers to everyone.
If I think back on the pilot meeting Katie in that hallway a long time ago, it's been incredible.
And now some scenes that didn't make it. Cue the blooper reel.
I've been a pop.
I literally had a red ball. I cracked out. Bye.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Together forever and ever to part. Together forever with you.
Look who's rickrolling us now. That's The Voice coaches covering Together Forever. Blake, what are you doing giving those 80s dance moves a try? They even get a wink from Rick Astley himself. To be together forever with you. The Voice premieres Monday on NBC with the return of Nick Jonas. Meanwhile, it's been a minute since these three ladies were a part of the Law & Order universe, but you know what? It's never easy leaving your past behind.
Does this happen to both of you as well? Like, people come to you for legal advice?
Yes, absolutely.
It's like we know all these real, superior, amazing lawyers. No, people will come to us for advice. Yeah, so.
And so what do you have to say to them?
Here's what I'll tell you. Don't have a drink in the squad room. Don't let anybody take your DNA, ever. Just sit there and shut up and get a lawyer. Don't say a word. That would be my advice.
Wise words from the star who isn't a lawyer, but played one on TV. Now these ladies are taking over Lifetime with three new ripped from the headline stories. Diane stars in Circle of Deception about a beauty queen turned murderer.
Who doesn't want to kill someone?
Stephanie's a woman whose undiagnosed mental illness leads to a deadly catastrophe in a house on fire.
That was our home. That was where we got married.
And Elizabeth makes her directorial debut with Girl in the Basement.
Let me out!
I think Lifetime has become incredibly brave in their programming. And yeah. They're great in helping female directors really step onto the main stage.
So after years away from the franchise, would these women ever step back onto the Law & Order stage again?
Never say never.
Never say never.
Remember, they didn't kill us. Well, you know, Chris has a new show.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is pretty exciting. Organized crime. Let's get us back together again.
And you know what? I think the fans will be down with that. All right, next up, an icon who paved the way for so many.
Stormy weather.
Lena Horne's close friend Dionne Warwick and granddaughter Jenny share stories you never heard about the Hollywood groundbreaking icon.
Her dress was on fire in the back.
Then. Meet the headline-making gymnasts that have celebs flipping out.
The fact that all the people that I looked up to, like, know my name, like.
And a 13 Going on 30 reunion, why Jen Garner and Mark Ruffalo are back together.
Janet Jackson's iconic album, Control, turned 35 this month and is still taking control today. Just ask UCLA gymnast Marzetta Frazier.
Your Janet Jackson routine, honey, it was fire. She was like, Marzetta, I would love for you to teach me how to tumble. Janet Jackson!
I'd love to study you and to be able to tumble like that. It's gonna take a minute though if I do. I might
break a few limbs.
I will leave wherever I'm at, whenever I'm at. Just let me know. You have my number. She was scared she was going to get hurt, but I would never let that happen.
Marzetta Frazier's tribute to Miss Jackson earlier this month went viral, just like her UCLA gymnastics teammate Nia Dennis's did. Nia first made headlines last year with her Beyoncé-inspired floor routine. Now she's getting high marks for a new routine that pays homage to Black culture.
I really wanted to bring it to spotlight and then also try to educate those around me.
You are getting comments from the likes of Michelle Obama, from Kerry Washington.
The fact that all of the people that I looked up to and drew inspiration from, like, know my name, like, that's
funny. Honey, what has been your fave?
Oh my gosh, probably Missy Elliott, because one of her songs is in my floor routine. That's crazy, like, I'm shook.
Those ladies are amazing. All right, now let's move on to a woman who epitomized elegance and excellence, the one and only Lena Horne. Lena passed away in 2010, but her impact and influence can still be felt today. We spoke exclusively to Lena's good friend, Dionne Warwick, and her granddaughter, Jenny Lamette, who shared never-before-heard stories about this groundbreaking Hollywood icon.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
There are some people who just sort of, by the nature of their being, kind of lift all of us up and move us along. I think that she's quite miraculous.
I get too hungry for dinner at 8.
I call Lena Mama, and I have the privilege of knowing that she feels that I'm her daughter.
Lena Horne was one of my major mentors. The one thing I never forgot is what she told me many, many years ago, and that was, be who you be. You cannot be anyone other than that.
Lena influenced countless performers who followed in her footsteps. From her iconic films Cabin in the Sky to Stormy Weather, Lena's command of the screen was breathtaking. There is an elegance to Lena Horne.
Yes, you're going to look at me. You're going to look at me the way I want you to look at me.
We will be the top. Just wait and see.
Lena was just 21 years old when she began her movie career and was the first Black woman put under contract by a major Hollywood studio. But early on, she refused to play stereotypical roles and stood her ground when going toe-to-toe with the notoriously tough MGM chief, Louis B. Mayer.
I had a very feisty, marvelous father, and he came with me to meet Mr. Mayer, and he said, you know, I can hire a maid for my daughter. I don't want her playing somebody's maid.
But there was backlash against Lena stepping in to support and mentor her, the first Black person to ever win an Oscar, Gone with the Wind's Hattie McDaniel.
I knew that people didn't want to do her hair. People didn't want to do her makeup. There were issues about what entrances she was allowed to use, and yet she had to be this exquisite beauty you saw in front of you.
Lena also took a stand against inequality, dedicating herself to the civil rights movement.
I found that other people were fighting for the same things I had been fighting for. I wasn't alone anymore, and it took a lot of weight off my shoulders.
In my dreams.
Later in her career, Lena left Hollywood behind to focus on live performances. She received a Tony Award for her one-woman Broadway show. Her final movie was in 1978 as Glinda the Good Witch in The Wiz.
Home is knowing your mind. The reason I was in The Wiz is because my granddaughters kept saying, you've got to do this, it's got to be it. So I'm glad I did, though, because it gave me a whole new young audience.
And what nobody knew is that her dress was on fire in the back. And she was.
Within your heart, you know.
She's like, somebody put me out. But that speaks to, that's who you're talking about. This is a woman who sings while she's on fire.
Jenny is carrying on her grandmother's Hollywood legacy. She's an executive producer on both Star Trek Discovery and Clarice. She's also creating a series based on Lena's life for Showtime.
Who will play your grandma?
I think Miss Alicia Keys would be extraordinary. I think Zendaya would be extraordinary.
The material for the show is incredible. Jenny had so many great stories about her grandmother, from dealing with gangsters to her love life. All right, tomorrow we sit down with a modern day game changer, Lee Daniels, and he is spilling tea about some of the biggest names in the biz that he has worked with and his first gig working for Prince. All right, coming up, Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo's thrilling 13 Going on 30 reunion. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Look at this. Dreams do come true for 13 Going on 30 fans. Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo are back together again. Mark adding, anyone know where we can get Razzles in Canada?
Razzle Day.
Relax, everybody. It's not for a sequel. They're starring in a new film, The Adam Project, but E.T. was there when they first worked together.
Thriller was fun. It was seriously one of the most fun days I've ever had at work. I can certainly relate to young Jenna, and I wore glasses this huge.
As for another movie, don't get your hopes up. Jennifer recently said, let's just leave well enough alone. I feel you on that. Take care, everybody.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question, from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.